This is Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. And we're at the 50th chapter, if you'd like to read along, the 50th chapter of Jeremiah. I don't know if we have that many chapters left. It might, yeah, we do. We have a few anyway. Let's go ahead and get started. We're at the 50th chapter, verse 1. The word which the Lord spoke concerning Babylon, the land of the Chaldeans, through Jeremiah the prophet. Notice here that the Babylon was the land of the Chaldeans and Nebuchadnezzar. Declare and proclaim among the nations, proclaim it and lift up a standard. Do not conceal it, but say, Babylon has been captured. Baal has been put to shame. Marduk has been shattered. Her images have been put to shame. Her idols have been shattered. For nation has come up against her out of the north. It will make her land an object of horror, and there will be no inhabitant on it. Both man and beast have wandered off. They have gone away. Now, notice here that in the 50th chapter, at the height of its power, the height of the power of the Babylonian Empire, it seemed immovable. It seemed like it would last forever. And a lot of these countries and these empires, they seem like they're going to last forever, but they don't. All of a sudden, they just find themselves coming down, and for no apparent reason, really. It's just they come down, they're defeated. Either they get lazy, or they get laxed, or they're comfortable in their power, and they think they can't be moved. And then all of a sudden, it comes down, and there's nothing left. At the height, when Babylon had finished serving God's purpose of punishing Judah for her sins, it would be punished and crushed for its own. Babylon was destroyed in 539 BC by the Medo-Persians. That's found in Daniel, the 5th chapter, verses 30 to 31. Babylon is also used in Scripture as a symbol of all evil. Did you know that? So God uses evil to punish sometimes his people, to bring them back to a place of serving him. That may not sound right to your thinking, but it is true, and it does happen. And you may as well get used to it, because that's what happens. And Babylon's now a symbol of evil. Babylon's referred to as the evil of the day. So Babylon is something that was used at one time to punish Israel, to punish Judah for her sins, for their sins of serving other gods. And then all of a sudden, God punishes those that punish his people. This is the way God works. Babylon's used in Scripture as a symbol of evil. The message, this message can thus apply to the end times. When God wipes out all evil, it'll be referred to as Babylon, once and for all. Now, in chapter 50, verse 3, as we read, a nation will come against her out of the north. It's going to make her land an object of horror, and there will be no inhabitant in it. Both man and beast that have wandered off. They will wander off and go away. The nation of the north, of course, is Medo-Persia, an alliance of Media and Persia that would become the next world power. Cyrus took the city, Babylon, by surprise, and he brought the nation to its knees in 539 BC, Daniel 530, the complete destruction of the city was accomplished by later Persian kings, but Cyrus would be the one that would take Nebuchadnezzar's place. Now, inasmuch as they have sinned against the Lord, who is the habitation of righteousness, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers, wander away from the midst of Babylon and go forth from the land of the Chaldeans, be also like male goats at the head of the flock. For behold, I am going to arouse and bring up against Babylon a horde of great nations from the land of the north, and they will draw up their battle lines against her. From there, she will be taken captive. Here we have the example of a nation that that God used to severely punish his people. And then all of a sudden, now the same thing, exactly the same thing is happening to them. Exactly. Their arrows will be taken. Their arrows will be like an expert warrior, this nation coming out of the north. Their arrows will be like an expert warrior who does not return empty-handed. Chaldea will become plunder. All who plunder her will have enough, declares the Lord. Because you are glad, because you are jubilant, O you who pillage my heritage, because you skip about like a threshing heifer. You know, God doesn't take to pride very much. When pride comes, there's a fall. Simple as that. Pride goes before fall, and Nebuchadnezzar and his... Of course, you know the story of Nebuchadnezzar. He went crazy. He went insane. And for how many? 7 years? He wandered around like a madman. And finally, there is some evidence that he might have gotten saved, that he might have turned to the real God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It after he had went through this experience that he went through in his insanity, there is some of the evidence that he might have turned to the God of Israel. So you never can give somebody completely up, because they may just shock you. You skip about like a threshing heifer, you're going to be brought down. And neigh like stallions, that's the way the Nebuchadnezzar did and his people did. Your mother will be greatly ashamed. Your mother will be greatly ashamed. She who gave birth to you will be humiliated. Behold, she will be the least of all nations, a wilderness, a parched land, and a desert. Because of the indignation of the Lord, she will not be ashamed. She will not be inhibited, I'm sorry. But she will be completely desolate. Everyone who passes by Babylon will be horrified, and will hiss because of all our wounds. Draw up your battle lines against Babylon on every side, all you who bend the bow. Shoot at her. Do not be sparing with your arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Can you imagine that? Raise your battle cry against her on every side. She has given herself up. Her pillars have fallen. Her walls have been torn down. For this is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her. As she has done to others, so do to her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and the one who wields the sickle at the time of harvest, for before the sword of the oppressor, they will each turn back to his own people, and they will each flee to his own land. Israel is a scattered flock. The lions have driven them away. The lions of Babylon. The first one who devoured him was the king of Assyria, and the last one who has broken his bones is Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am going to punish the king of Babylon and his land, just as I have punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel back to his pasture, and he will graze on Carmel and Bashan. And his desire will be satisfied in the hill country of Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, search will be made for the iniquity of Israel, but there will be none, and for the sins of Judah, but they will not be found, for I will pardon those whom I leave as a remnant. Against the hand of Merathaim, go up against it. Now, this happened exactly the way that God said it. He punished Babylon as he punished Assyria for what they had done to Israel. Assyria was crushed by Babylon, over which it had once ruled. Babylon, in turn, would be crushed by Medo-Persia, formerly under its own authority, These verses also look to the time when the Messiah will rule, and Israel will be fully restored. No sin will be found in Israel because those who sought God and sought Christ and accepted him and his blood will be forgiven completely, and their sins will be cast as far as the east is to the west. Merathaim was located in southern Babylon. Pequod was in eastern Babylon. And these, we'll get into more of these verses tomorrow. Let's quit there at verse 21, and we'll take this up tomorrow. We're out of time. So please write to us and let us know you're listening. Go to our website, krciradio.com. And shoot us an email and write to us and just give us a note. Say, Brother Hanson, we're listening. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hanson saying, study. Show yourself approved to God.